Justice and Drew is underway. 651-989-5855, or use the hashtag TCNT on Twitter. You want to communicate with the show at any time.
Jason Lewis should become a social media influencer.
I think you could say that he is.
Welcome, Earth Day, everybody.
You can go on
great to be here.
You can go on Instagram, Jason Lewis. You can say, hey, visit this place or check out this product. I think you'd be a very successful.
I think you'd be very influential.
I don't even know what that term means, let alone trying to
It's
do
basically
it.
Like if you're a model and you're on Instagram, that people pay you to say like, hey, I love these like vitamins or whatever. And then it's people buy those vitamins. Yeah,
it's the equivalent of an endorsement.
There are posts that are contrived. There's cynicism online. Banish the thought.
And not everything is as organic as it would appear.
Shocking.
But yes, happy Earth Day.
Yeah, there's a group out west, I believe it was, west or east, on the coast, called Indivisible, that fooled the media for the last couple of years by pretending to be this grassroots group that just a bunch of left socialists, raiding town halls and raiding congressional offices, and it all happened spontaneously online. Come to find out, of course, it was organized by former Clinton political operatives, and they did it very deliberately, but of course the press said, well, look at this online growth of this group, it's amazing.
Yeah, the left has done an amazing job of taking something and making it seem like it's organic, making it seem like it's grassroots, but if you really start to dig into it, it's got the same sort of community organizing individuals and groups behind all of them. Do you ever foresee a time when the right will get as good at that as the left does, or is that not even something that we should consider on the right?
Well, we'd better consider it because our platforms are shrinking. This is just yet another venue that the left has captured. So if you look at the institutional liberalism, I've been calling it that for a couple of decades, and now it's never been worse. There is no place to get your message out if you believe in limited government and private property and the rule of law and free markets, because higher ed is dominated by the left. They have speech codes. K-12 is dominated by the unions. When you take a look at the media, enough said there.
Yeah.
Now social media, you take a look at big business going left. The nonprofit community has always been left of center. So literally these platforms for the right have shrunk. And that is by design. The idea is to intimidate and then censor the right. So it's not just a debate we're having. You are not allowed to have a debate.
Yeah. And they use all of these mechanisms in excellent coordination with one another to create a fake sense of momentum.
Let me give you a couple of quick examples, Andrew. This is Earth Day, right? And even though there have been times when carbon dioxide has been higher levels, even though the temperature adjustments done by NASA, the Met Office, NOAA are larger than the actual growth in warming, even though there's a reason to be somewhat not skeptical, but somewhat maybe cynical on some of this stuff. If you dare say these things, you're a climate denier and you need to be silenced. And there are AGs, and ours joined in this in New York AG attempt to silence climate deniers. So there's one example of what we're talking about, the war on free speech. The other one is this militia down on the border that's under the gun now because the FBI arrested its leader for helping the border patrol. PayPal and GoFundMe have removed their platforms to raise money.
Yeah.
Silencing their efforts, whether you agree with them or not. This is a very, very dangerous road we're going on, and it is a full-throated assault on the First Amendment.
How much impact do you think, if any, will the, and I'm not talking about the right, I want to focus on the left. And I want to focus on the left and not the talking heads that you see and not the anonymous, brave Twitter warriors. I'm just talking about just average individuals. How much impact do you think it's going to have, or any impact, of the results of this Mueller report after the left spent all these, these past few years, telling everybody this was going to be it, and then it wasn't it. Do you think it's going to resonate in any way among the left and average voters?
No, not among the left, but among average voters it will. I mean, credibility is a terrible thing to waste. I mean, look at what we're faced with here. Here is the Star Tribune's Jill Burkham online, another brave Twitter troll, amongst all the rest, accusing Sarah Sanders of lying, when for the last 3 years they have knowingly put out a false narrative for political expediency. and they've got the chutzpah to accuse Sarah Sanders of misleading the press. Well, that's never been done by a press corps representative. Right. I mean, from Pierre Salinger on. But there is no credibility amongst these people. They have got caught in a bold-faced lie now, and there's no digging out of that. Mueller himself apparently must be part of the conspiracy now, because he and Rosenstein and all the people they were going to rely on, because he simply said, look, there's no collusion. There's no coordination. There's nothing there. And when it comes to obstruction, they can, you know, clamor and complain all they want. But the fact is, he did not charge anybody with obstruction. So I don't know how they get out from under this. And I hope they keep going, because I think the American people are saying already, okay, enough. $25 million, 500 subpoenas. We've got nothing here. Move on.
Well, we were talking with Andrew Langer, as we do every Monday earlier in the show, and he was talking about the continued efforts that will continue to go after Trump and his tax returns. And the focus continues to be on the man and not his action and his policy. I'm of the opinion, and I'm curious to get your thoughts, I'm fine with it, because I think it's a bad strategy. I don't think that that's continuing to go after the person of Trump and not his actions from the left, I don't think is going to be able to bring out the numbers in 2020 of people to go and vote for whoever that candidate on the left is going to end up being.
Yeah, what did Dinesh D'Souza say the other night? Well, these folks got down in the mud with Trump, and Trump's response, unlike previous Republicans, was, yeah, I kind of like the mud. And so he just fires back, and what it does is it inoculates him to some degree. Everything that's been said about Trump has been said about him personally, or lack of character, or his lifestyle, whatever. So I don't know how they're going to get him on that, but it's all they've got. It literally is all. What are they going to run on? Banning air travel? Eliminating private health insurance? Green New Deal? Putting nationalizing the energy?
Yeah, they're going to run on
another record winter, global warming.
Unemployment numbers are too low, Jason. I mean, you know, they're too low. We need to get more people unemployed so that they can take advantage of all of these wonderful, generous government benefits.
Well, the best way to do that, best way to think about that, by the way, you mentioned that Goldman Sachs, that report that said they thought Trump would get reelected, predicted the unemployment rate would go to 3.3% next year. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. That seems awful low to me, but that's about a 70 or 80 year low. I mean, it goes back beyond 1969. That's phenomenal. And what their thesis is, of course, no president gets defeated at those rates.
So we are on Earth Day. It is it is, you know, the annual celebration of Earth. I always make it a point to go and start a bonfire with all my spare tires to celebrate Earth Day. What do you do for Earth Day, Jason?
Well, I got to say, you know, we're watching TV yesterday and celebrating Easter Sunday, and there's a commercial comes on about these kids that sell bracelets to clean up the ocean. And it's very touchy, very feely, very nice, all that. So you can be a little bit cynical. But it did dawn on me, and it kind of goes back to Lady Bird Johnson in 1965 when she wanted her highway beautification law passed, or act, to clean up litter off the highway. Well, at least those things are concrete. If you're taking plastic out of the ocean, you're improving the ocean. If you're taking litter off the highway, you're doing something that everybody can get on board with and actually makes the world look better. Instead, do any of the wealthy environmental groups focus on that? Nope. It's all climate change.
Yeah.
Something that's very, very nebulous, something that they've yet to absolutely 100% prove that it's going to be catastrophic because of what mankind has done. I mentioned earlier that we now know the temperature data sets managed by NASA, NOAA, and the UK's Met Office are using adjustments that are larger than the trends in global warming. That is to say, if you take global warming, the temperature's gone up 2 degrees the last century. Their computer model adjustments are larger than 2 degrees. So depending on what the computer is adjusted, the raw temperature data sets do not show this catastrophic warming. It has to go in the computer model and be adjusted, kind of like inflation numbers are adjusted. Depending on which way they go, they can either exacerbate global warming or wipe it out just by the computer models. And yet we're supposed to believe this and not ask any questions. Otherwise, we need to be shut down because we're deniers. This is the sort of bizarre environmentalism that's taken a foothold instead of the practical stuff that everybody supports.
We mentioned it earlier, but it makes me laugh a little bit because these things are cyclical. You know, 10 years ago, there was a lot more attention brought to Earth Day and turn everything off for an hour. You know, your what do they call it again? The
Earth Hour.
The Earth Hour thing. And now I completely forgot it was Earth Day today. That being said, going back to your time in office, can you point to anything specific that brought back the renewed interest on the left in focusing on global warming and climate change? Because it seemed like we had moved off of that quite a bit. And then over the course of the past year, it had this massive resurgence and everybody's now running on it again.
Well, it'll never go away on the hard left because the whole global warming, climate alarmism, the climate debate is indeed a question in search of an answer. The answer is, of course, how do we justify a $93 trillion Green New Deal? How do you justify my successor in the second district voting for a massive carbon tax, which would debilitate the refinery in the second district and ending the pipeline? How do you justify all that? Oh, no, we found the answer. The answer is, what do we do? Or the question, I should say, what do we do to solve global warming? So the answer is always liberalism. The answer is always command and control government. The answer is always a carbon tax. The answer is always nationalizing energy. But why would you want to do that and hamper this wonderful economy? And now we're energy exporters for the first time. Well, the reason you have to do that is to answer the question, how do we stop global warming? So that's never going to go away on the left. It is the most convenient question for socialism that they've discovered. They're not going to give it up.
And you nailed it. It's not about the environment. The reason it'll never go away and the reason why, you know, they're pushing it so hard is because, you know, sometime in the last decade or so, they've come to the realization that they can use our genuine concern about the environment and people that genuinely care about the environment, they can use that to implement their economic policies.
You got 65 to 70% of outstate Minnesota opposing Governor Walz's gas tax, another $1 billion here or there in Minnesota. Why would he do that? Well, we've got to do it because we got to tax carbon and we can build some roads, but really we got to tax carbon. I mean, it's always there. I remember when Democrats were pushing a gas tax long before the global warming phenomenon. So the answers to global warming have been around a lot longer than global warming, which tells you it's pretty darn convenient.
Yeah, they're just using it to do the things they've always wanted to do anyway. Jason Lewis, we are sadly out of time. Always enjoy our Monday chats. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Look
Justice
forward to
Drew
it.
And Sam, thanks so much.
Catch up with you next week, buddy. Take care.
If you go on over to TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com and the Justice and Drew page, there's several new posts available, including, you can see the whole story there and the photos, too. Haters are devastated to discover that pro-Trump Dilbert cartoon creator has a really hot girlfriend.
What?
Yeah, he's like 60, 61 years
old. Yeah, he's 61.
Year-old girlfriend.
She's 30.
Oh, 30. Okay.
She's 30. Scott Adams' girlfriend tweeted photos of the happy couple vacationing in Hawaii, and people got seriously triggered.
Yeah, they got very mad.
Why?
Many expressed support. Others straightforward jealousy. But others seethed with resentment.
You can't be woke and also get worked up about this stuff.
Yeah, you can. Because they're hypocrites.
You shouldn't.
We have a quote from from Scott Adams, the Dilbert creator. He said, "It's fine.
I don't care.
It's fine." These woke folks need to get woker. Oh wow, she's really pretty. Good for him. What's his name?
Scott Adams.
Good job, Scott Adams.
Go to TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Click on the Justice and Drew Show page for that, and plus a ton of other great posts that we've been putting up over the past few days. Tomorrow on the show, Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka, Pete Hegseth from Fox News, Kim Crockett from Center of the American Experiment. It'll be a jam-packed show. Don't miss it.
Go drive around for Earth Day.
Yeah, go buy some extra straws. Ask for 10 straws at the restaurant today.